Death came for us all sooner or later. Folks that frequented the circles I ran with knew better than most just how true that fact was. I'd witnessed a lot of violence through my life, with the bulk of it taking place over the last year. Me and my crew had been in more dicey situations than I cared to count. Somehow, we'd all made it back home in the face of impossible odds. I wasn't foolish or naive enough to think that made us invincible. If anything, I believed the opposite. It came down to numbers. Math and I didn't get along, but common sense said that the more we put ourselves in the path of oncoming death, the more likely we were to get dead. The odds just kept going up. I studied the image for what felt like the 1,000th time in the hour that had passed since Poe told us what happened to Beric's mother. Chief Dolores Norman's murderer wore my face. Whoever the imposter was, they had replicated my likeness down to the frown lines and two-day stubble. Once Beric had left to call and check on his daughter, I'd had Poe play the video with sound and discovered that the motherfucker even sounded like me. It was impossible to ascertain anything about who was under the disguise. They could have been male, female, or an alien for all I could tell. Rage continued to bubble in my veins over the fact that someone had killed my friend's mother, that someone had used my likeness to do it. They were going to pay. But that wouldn't happen until we learned who was responsible. Putting aside my feelings in order to be objective, I ran the footage again. As the door to her office slid open, Chief Norman stood.
"Riker, I wasn't expecting you back this soon. Hopefully this means you have good news."
My double smirked. The expression was spot on, its resemblance to my mannerisms uncanny. "Good is relative, Chief Norman." That was where he screwed up. The altered voice might have sounded like me, but I never called her by name and title during one-on-one conversation. It was either Chief or whatever nickname I came up with on the fly. Norman must have picked up on the inconsistency, because she went still. Thanks to multiple camera angles, I got a good look at her face. Other than narrowed eyes, she gave no other indication of being suspicious. Until she drew on the visitor. Fast thinking and quick reflexes might have saved her life, but fake me raised his hands and clasped them behind his head. "Whoa, whoa, what's the problem? You're the one who wanted communication to be in person." It must have sounded just convincing enough because the chief hesitated. The gun lowered slightly as she studied the imposter. I wanted to look away for this next part. Instead, I forced myself to watch disaster unfold yet again, while resisting the urge to yell at the screen.